Hey guys, it's William calling from WeWe Blogs, and just a warning to start. This episode has language that some listeners might find offensive.
Nebulosa! Y por lo tanto, los 35 puntos del televoto son para Jorge González.
That's the moment a middle-aged couple from a village on the coast of Spain beat out the beefy hunk Jorge González to win Benidorm Fest 2024.
Just a year earlier, they'd been rejected from a national selection in, get this, San Marino.
And now, Nebulosa were on their way to represent Spain at the Eurovision Song Contest in Malmö in Sweden.
Their feminist anthem, reclaiming the word Zora, literally translates as female fox or vixen, but it's used as a slur, like the word bitch.
Well, Zora is partly autobiographical, reflecting experiences of feeling marginalized and underestimated, as many women or individuals have felt. We decided to craft this song as a form of therapy.
Empowering, right? Well, not for some. Like all things Eurovision, it wasn't long until the backlash started.
They pretend that this song called Zora, which is an insult that many women hear before they're beaten or raped to death, is an anthem of feminism because what they actually want is to put an end to feminism. A song that aims to do something transgressive, but it looks like it's in a fourth-rate whorehouse.
Even the Prime Minister weighed in.
It seems to me that feminism is not only fair, it can be fun. And this type of provocation has to come from culture.
How does the band feel about the backlash?
And what does the reaction to Zora tell us about where Spain is in 2024?
This is the story of what really happened at Eurovision.
Hey, you guys, if our audio sounds slightly different from one another's, it's because I am in Malmö, Sweden, inside a shopping mall at the bottom of a stairwell, so apologies. But no matter the location, today we're talking about one of the great fan favorites of the Big Five, Spain, España.
Yeah, our WeWe blogger Luis Pfister has interviewed Nebulosa on the massive reaction to the song.
And we've also spoken to those that may be against it.
Well, Luis joins us now. What has the reaction been to the song in Spain?
Hey there. Well, the reaction in Spain has been massive. There has been even opinion polling on the song, so everybody knows what song is representing Spain this year. And it's obviously been very mixed. There's been people saying that the song undermines violence against women, but there's also been a very positive reaction, particularly among the LGBTQ plus community. And many people have also been reclaiming the song and accepting how it reclaims the insult as a way to eliminate that word, which obviously has hurt so many people throughout history in Spain.
And so, Luis, you brought up feminism there. I'm curious, who are the people who are saying the song isn't feminist? Mm-hmm.
So there's been a lot of backlash from certain groups of Spanish feminists, which are mainly the ones that have been opposing the trans law. There has been a lot of talk about the song between these groups, particularly given the fact that the protagonist of the music video, Zora, is Manuela Trasovares, who is a trans woman. So this is what Nebulosa had to say.
Well, Zora is partly autobiographical, reflecting experiences of feeling marginalized and underestimated, as many women or individuals have felt. We decided to craft this song as a form of therapy, empowering myself and breaking societal molds, taboos, and ageism, showing that one can pursue their dreams at any age. But also there's the reclamation of the word itself. In our country, Zora traditionally refers to the fox, but it's also used in a derogatory way towards women. While the fox is seen as cunning and clever, Zora is used as an insult, hence the irony in the song.
Zora is a call to break away from societal expectations and pursuing one's own path despite criticism.
How did you feel when people said that the word shouldn't be reclaimed?
We've mostly stayed out of the debate. We recognise that not everyone will resonate with the song's style or message, and there's a diversity of opinions. We hope the song is understood as we intended, inadvertently becoming a message of hope for many individuals who've reached out to express how it has helped them.
My name is Eva. I'm representing the Madrid feminist movement. Movimiento Feminista de Madrid. The problem is not the song. The problem is that this song is going to represent the country and it's going to say Europe, hey, guys, came to Spain because there is plenty of sex. And this sex is related to the prostitution. That is, a lot of women are being exploited. That's too heavy for us. You know, we can sell a different image of Spain.
Hi everyone, I'm Maria Clara Montoya and I am a Spanish-Colombian journalist working for the BBC World Service.
So Nebulosa came from nowhere in Spain to win Benidorm Fest and the reaction has been massive. Why do you think there's been such a strong reaction in Spain?
Well, I think that in general, Spain is a country in which issues like slurs or social comment will always have a reaction because it's a country that is passionate, in which culture takes a big part of the society. And this has come as a new breather, I would say, because, well, the song and the words that the song is using are quite strong. Spain has been groundbreaking in so many things, and I think it's even seen as a beacon for many reasons, you know. But there has been a couple of issues that have been divisive. So on the one hand, you've got the side of the movement that is against normalizing the conditions for sex workers and prostitution in general. And they also are part of a movement that is not that much approving of trans rights. And I think this really grasps what's going on with the song as well. So, for example, this year in the International Women's Day, there's always big, big protests in Spain. And for 2 years in a row, one group has come out to the streets at one time and the other at other time. And it's quite sad to see because then at the end, they are trying to fight the same goal, which is women's equality.
Our intention wasn't to create a feminist anthem. Zora emerged from personal experiences and emotions. Although the opening line may seem gender specific, the song's essence of isolation transcends gender boundaries.
Is Nebulosa a project to revive the 80s music?
Our sound is rooted in synthetic sounds with a synthwave vibe overlaid with pop melody spanning decades. Our approach is authentic, driven by personal taste rather than trends. We embrace what resonates with us, irrespective of timing.
So the song has a lot of references to the 80s. It features in the video, it features kind of older stars, including a trans woman who was big, I think, through the 80s and 90s. How far has feminism itself in Spain moved on since the 80s?
Yeah, I think what Nebulosa has done is quite refreshing and also bringing memories from the past because Manuela Trasobares is in the video and she was the first trans woman who was elected as a councillor in Spain, and that was almost 20 years ago in 2007. And she has been quite grateful about what has happened. And she was also an 80s icon. So I think Nebulosa has tried to bring all these things together.
The feminist movement of Madrid say they are not anti-trans people, but reject reforms on self-identification for transgender people. And the trans representation in the video is not what they find problematic about the song. But how do Nebulosa feel about being dragged into the conversation on trans rights?
We don't want to engage in debates that have nothing to do with our intention. Our focus remains on telling our own stories and experiences through our music.
We chose to highlight the LGBTQ plus community's struggles, aligning with our belief in equality for all marginalised groups. While there may be dissent, we believe our performance contributes positively to this dialogue.
I can't say I even feel optimistic that the discussion is just about the use of a word, because in the 80s, there was a song that also used this word, which was Me gusta ser una zorra. I like being a vixen or a slut. And this song went on TV, went on a TV program in the state broadcaster. And when this happened, this was the last time you could hear this song on TV as such. You could see them.
It just stopped because
the reaction, well, it never did actually, because you know the Streisand effect, like whenever you want to kill something and people are aiming to hear more, then it won't stop.
The group Las Volpas recorded Me Gusta Ser Una Zorra, I Like Being a Slut, in the 80s. Back then it caused a huge scandal, but now you can hear it in commercials for cars and banks.
That was the end of this band, because it was so strong that a group of four women were performing on TV with these words.
Wow. Well, it's actually really funny because I spoke to Inaus from the Madrid movement of feminists, and she, whilst hating the current version of Zora, absolutely revered that song. She thought it was amazing. Here's what she had to say.
It was a different context, you know, because we were going out of the Franco dictator and dictatorial system, you know, and there was no freedom in our country. And it was a very, very, very chauvinist society. And everything we were doing, the women, was pointed like terrible and unadequated, and we were pointed as Zorra. If you go out for a drink, if you wear something is a bit shorter over the knees or everything, we were being pointed at Zorra, no? So, and in this context, it was okay, but nobody thought to go to the Eurovision with this song as representing the country, you know?
But I understand what you're saying, but you know, a lot of people would argue, and maybe the band themselves would argue, like you said, there is a lot of violence against women and we're still a chauvinistic society. The song is powerful because it's claiming the word in quite a fun way. You know, it has the same motivation that the original song you're talking about referenced.
You have to understand, in the early 80s, nobody cares about how many women were dying every year. No, nobody were counting them. Now we count them since 2003, I think, is the first years. Or, you know, it's very recent.
How much of a taboo is being an older woman? An older woman in front of the camera and the public eye and pop music still in Spain today?
I love this question, Freddie, because I think there is a big issue in here. I think Meribas has done something quite remarkable, which is being on stage. She's 55. I mean, she's in her 50s, right?
55, yeah.
And she's on stage dancing with these very two hot guys, and she's doing these movements with so much confidence that she's transmitting such cool things. And then I think, and I reckon, that some of this conversation about her using the word Zorra and the song being called Zorra is because, oh, she's an older woman, she should behave in a different way.
As for Nebulosa, the criticism really doesn't faze them. Mary told me that she's grown up with slurs being thrown at her.
Por eso hemos querido, por un lado, la canción es autobiográfica, y por otro lado, hemos querido resignificar la palabra, porque en España la palabra zorra se dice despectivamente hacia la persona.
Yeah, I've been told Zorra in the past, and that's why we wanted to resignify the concept. We want to make a change. The Zorro is the hero and the Zorra, it's an insult.
The criticism has been minimal compared to the overwhelming support we've had. We've received countless messages of support via social media, with the vast majority embracing the song's message.
The tour has ended on a high note, with an overwhelmingly positive response from audiences worldwide.
Ultimately, our aim is to create music that connects with listeners on a personal level, regardless of linguistic or cultural boundaries.
Ooh, well, Luis, thank you so much for joining us and doing that interview.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
And Freddie, when are you getting to Malmö?
I'm going to get there on Friday. I'll be there in time for the jury final. And so we'll see how Spain do on Friday evening.
Fingers crossed.
I love how I acted like I don't know when you're coming, when you're actually staying with me. But hey, this is podcast. You got to be natural. All right, you guys. We'll see y'all later. Adios.
Thanks for listening. Bye. Bye-bye.